Yes, St. Vincent de Paul founded an order, and I must say I'm proud to belong to the order, because to be a follower of Vincent de Paul is just fantastic.
And you're a Northsider as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Clontarf, and I feel exiled here now at the moment in Blackrock on the south side.
You don't look like you're suffering from it.
Well, no, I mean, I've come to like the south side a bit more, but still my favourite place is the north side and St. Anne's Estate and the Bull Wall and places like that.
You're saying all the right things, of course.
Oh, well, I hope so. And actually, we teach a course on the new evangelisation, and we've been teaching it here on the south side for the last 4 years, but I'm happy to announce that our course is moving to the north side,
hey!
to St. Bridget's Parish in Colchester, and that we'll be starting there on the 26th of September for 26 weeks, talking about the new evangelization.
So you're going to get your passport stamped?
Well, yes, and a big invitation to any Northsiders, and indeed we will allow Southsiders to come as well, but it'll be convenient for Northsiders because it'll be near them. So if they want to come over to St. Bridget's in September, they'll be more than welcome.
But we're here to talk about Encountering Jesus, which is your latest book, isn't that right?
It is, and actually it's quite tied in with that course that I mentioned, because we were led a number of years ago to think about how will we train Catholic people, and indeed we'd train Protestants if they came along, how will we train them in the new evangelization? So we wrote a course which, as I say, is 26 weeks long, and it therefore is quite comprehensive. And an awful lot of work went into writing the scripts. Each time we taught the course, we modified the scripts in the light of the feedback. And after 4 years, then I thought, now I'm ready to write that down in book form. So the book has 30 chapters in it, but they're all relatively short, and they're dealing with every aspect of the new evangelization, or nearly every aspect. And we hope that each chapter is clear, succinct, and practical.
So it's a crystallization, really, of the practice and preaching that you've been doing over these years.
Exactly.
And it's come to a head into the form of a book.
Yeah, and my journey began about 10 years ago. I went over to Detroit, and even though I was getting on in years, I did a licentiate in the new evangelization and wrote a thesis on it. And I must say that was a very beneficial 2 years. And since I came back from the States, really my constant preoccupation has been the new evangelization. I've written a number of books on the subject. One was called The Gifts of the Spirit and the New Evangelization. And another one was Basic Evangelization Guidelines for Catholics. So this is third or fourth book on evangelization. But if I say so myself, I think it's the most practical. And the foreword has been written by one of the bishops, and Bishop McKeown, and actually the same book has been published in Italy with a foreword written by the Cardinal of Palermo.
And is it translated into Italian?
Translated into Italian. So it's selling in, and I was over in Italy there a few weeks ago for the International Jubilee celebrations of the Charismatic Renewal, and I came out of St. John Lateran, and there was a big bookstall there, and I had the delight of seeing the Italian version on one side of the table and the English version on the other side.
That must have been amazing, actually.
Yeah, I thought, I've really arrived. Here I am in the middle of Rome. And then on the Saturday, I was asked to give a talk on the new evangelization. So I thought, I've really arrived now at the heart of the church. But I think the church's teaching on the new evangelization is not only tremendously insightful, but also very practical. And my passion is to get across that teaching to people and say, really embrace it. It's so exciting.
But what is, I mean, this is a term, of course, that we've heard many times, you know, in the media, by priests such as yourself. What is exactly the new evangelization?
Well, Pope John Paul was the one who came up with this phrase. Now, he maintains that it emerged from the Second Vatican Council, and I think he's correct. Vatican Council I never mentioned evangelization. Vatican II never stopped mentioning it. And what John Paul said was that the world in which we're living is changing very fast. The culture is not the way it was 50 or 100 years ago. So that we have to adapt. Adapt wouldn't be the right word. We have to relate the gospel message to this new culture. So he says we need a new evangelization. Also, what he had in mind was that an awful lot of people who are baptized as Catholics have lapsed and they've moved away from the church. They know little or nothing about their faith. So they're kind of baptized pagans in a way. And then he would say there are other people who still go to church, but although they go to church and know a certain amount about the person of Jesus, they don't know Jesus in person. So he's saying that we have to reach out to those two constituencies, the people who've drifted away completely, and try and reveal Christ to them in a way that they accept him into their hearts and commit themselves to him as disciples. And that we do the same for the people who still go to church. They're sacramentalized and catechized, but not fully evangelized. So that he's saying we have to bring them into this personal encounter with Jesus. And once they have that and experience the power of his mercy and his love, there'll be no stopping them. And they will want to share their faith with others.
How much of the current culture, which is the cult of the person, if you like, how much is that challenging how we evangelize today?
Well, John Paul had a very famous phrase. He said that the new evangelization has to be new in ardor, methods, and forms of expression. Now, the ardor is the ardor of Pentecost. That's what he has in mind, that it's really passionate, spirit-filled approach to evangelization. But then, you see, the methods, we have to have new methods. We can use broadcasting, we can use the social media, movies, plays, radio, all these methods of getting the gospel message across, and forms of expression, having courses like the ones we're running, and finding the language of the street to express the perennial insights of the gospel. It's not easy, but it is possible.
And digital highways, I suppose, as well.
Oh, yeah, all of that is involved. And in fact, the popes, if you read what they say, think that this is extremely important, that we use the modern means of communication as means of evangelization. Now, for example, I have my own website, and I know lots of people download stuff from my website, and I'm reaching people that I would never reach if I was depending on personal contact. But people from all over the world can log into my website. So it's a new opportunity.
So the world has shrunk, but the challenge remains the same.
But the opportunities, I think, are enormous.
Yeah.
Although we're aware of the decline of Catholicism and Christianity, indeed, in Ireland, on the other hand, I see loads of new shoots, and there's tremendous energy out there. And the thing is, we have to accentuate the positive and say, there's a new form of Christianity emerging, and it'll be like the early Christian church, and it is very exciting.
Just in terms of this book, though, coming back to it, Encountering Jesus, how is this different to your other books?
This one is written like a handbook. So it's for people in parishes, in seminaries, who want to study the new evangelization. It's kind of well digested. So, for example, in a parish, if a group of Christians or Catholics in a parish got together and said, we'll read a chapter a week before we come to the meeting, and then we will discuss it, and then we will pray about it at the end, it would be a tremendous education in the new evangelization.
And do you see that as a means to growth within a parish?
The church exists, as Paul the Sixth said, in order to evangelize. And if a parish is not evangelizing, it's dying. And it deserves to die. So we are all called, it's a part of our baptismal calling, is to evangelize. But we need some teaching about what is evangelization, how do I do it?
Is this to be taken as groups or individuals? I mean, how is this to be digested?
Well, certainly an individual could read it and hopefully digest it. But I would think it's better when people study things together, because it's that interaction that helps you to grow in insight and solidarity with one another. We're against individualism. Evangelization is something we do together.
And just on that, I mean, again, come back to the question, is how much of a challenge has individualism presented to the church of today in terms of evangelization?
Well, we were inclined to say my mass, my faith, my prayer, And you see, that is not really gospel at all. Everything in the New Testament is our. We start off with our Father who art in heaven. And it's the community of believers were one in mind and heart. It was the community who evangelized. Yes, individuals did it on behalf of the community, but they did it as members of the body of Christ.
Do you not think that the starting point, though, is the my and the I?
Oh, yeah. And you get funerals in Ireland. God, it's pathetic when people say, oh, the music I want played at the end of my funeral service is, I did it my way. Well, I wouldn't like that on my passport as I go up to St. Peter. Because you say, that's exactly why you don't get in here if you did it your way. You have to do it the Lord's way. You know, so, no, I'm against doing it my way. I do it the way of Jesus and the way of the Christian community.
Where do people get Encountering Jesus? Where can they buy this book?
Well, it's available in the shops, I think, and it's also available online. So I just checked last night and it's on amazon.co.uk. So
that's pretty impressive.
And and you can buy it from the publisher. It's Good News Books, Luton. If you Google that, you're straight into their website and you can buy it from there.